This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, again, we have much to cover today, but what I would like to do is I'd like to bring up Stephanie, who's out at the Minnesota State Fair, even now, and just kind of get an idea as to what's taking place. As you know, listeners, sonsoflibertyradio.com has been out at the Minnesota State Fair now for the last, 12 years. I believe we're going on 12 years. So in saying that, we're going to be pulling her up when we see her up. And again, we're waiting for that phone call right now. In the meantime, over the last couple of days, we have been talking about the Southern Poverty Law Center, this communist organization, this anti-American organization, because we know that the Southern Poverty Law Center's revolt against American law and their full frontal attack on law-abiding Americans is coming to an end. And what am I talking about? Well, guess what, friends? Interestingly enough, here we are ahead of the game again, and I praise God for the Holy Ghost. But interestingly enough, the Washington Times reports that a Christian media group has slapped the Southern Poverty Law Center with a defamation lawsuit after being listed alongside neo-Nazis and white supremacists on its hate map. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple of moments, friends. Again, we're going to be talking about that in just a couple of moments, folks, because it is interesting as to how these things are transpiring in America. And here we are. So, Stephanie, you are out at the Minnesota State Fair. How are things going?
Well, things are going great. I always love the Minnesota State Fair because it's such an opportunity to reach the lost. People from all different walks of life, all different sorts of people come here. And, you know, I was telling people today, not everyone steps foot inside of a church building, but people will go to the State Fair. And, you know, we're just kind of like being lights in a dark place. We're giving people the gospel message. We're speaking the truth. People are happy and excited that we're here. And it's always fun to see familiar faces, you know, people who saw us last year or years before who are familiar with our ministry. And they're really seeing that we're doing the stuff. And so it's encouraging for them, I think, to go out and do the same. So we're excited. It's a great day here at the State Fair. There's lots of people so far, and we're just preaching the truth, and people are very receptive and open to it.
Where are you located at the Minnesota State Fair?
Well, we are in the grandstand. You cannot miss the grandstand. We're kind of in the second aisle, right where all the mattresses and the salsa tasting is, for you Minnesota veterans out here who know what it's like. But we're in the grandstand, and it's really nice because there's so much traffic that filters in and out of here. There's so many people, and so it's just a great opportunity. But, yeah, it's the grandstand, Minnesota State Fair. You can't miss it.
You're on the bottom floor. I understand that there's two large floors. You guys are at the bottom floor, and you are at the east end of the building. So when you enter in, folks, if you're in the state of Minnesota, and if not, come and check out the booth, Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and what we've done in high schools, colleges, radio, television, and the such. Can you give us a couple quick testimonials thus far, even this morning at the Minnesota State Fair?
Yeah. Absolutely, I can. It's interesting because, as you mentioned, even it just started today, we already started this morning, And I know I was just talking to this man who kind of hung up by the booth, and he was familiar with us, but I spoke with him last year. He said, you know, last year you talked to me about true repentance, and I've been thinking about it ever since. And he was one of those guys who was walking along, but, you know, you could tell he needs encouragement, and that's what we're here for. You know, everybody's in a different place. Some people, you know, need to walk on and keep conviction, and you need to give it to them. Some people are already broken, and they need to be encouraged. Some people literally have no knowledge, and it's like the lights go on when you take them through, you know, the Ten Commandments and bring forth the gospel the way that it was meant to be preached. But there's a lot of people here who have seen us before. They've seen us out in front of gas stations or Walmart and stuff. They're familiar with the ministry. I also met a couple of veterans today, a husband and a wife, who she said that she shares your stuff on Facebook as a new Bradley, and she just loves the material. And you can tell when people are encouraged to see people, well, thank you for doing what you're doing. I have another lady said, I want to support you guys for what you're doing. And I think it's an encouragement for fellow believers to say, you know what? I'm not called just to sit here and go to church every Sunday. I'm called to actually put my faith in action, as the Bible says, right. Faith without works is dead, and reach out to lost. So when they see us doing that, it's almost like probably convicting and also a little motivation. You know what? I need to go out and do the same. We're called to be fishers of men, and we're not going to do this just stuck inside four walls. So we need to evangelize and, you know, bring the gospel to all nations as we're commanded to do.
Well, common sense tells us that, does it not, Steph? And Scripture tells us that first and foremost. It was Jesus that said, follow me, and I will make you to become the fishers of men. And then what comes to my aid is what Charles Spurgeon rightly said. If he said, if you have no desire for others to be saved, it's because you yourself are not saved. And if you have truly been saved by the Holy One of Israel, rest assured, friends, the only thing that you're doing and the only prayers that are going up into heaven is, Lord, empower me to be about the work of your hands as you order my steps and establish my thoughts. And interestingly enough, we are the seed of David through Jesus Christ. And it was David that said, the Lord told him, ask of me, and I shall give unto thee the heathen as thine inheritance and the uttermost parts of the earth. Well, guess what David prayed? Guess what David did as he established judgment as a light to the nation? Isaiah 51:4. I'm really curious, Stephanie. We got about, a minute left on this segment here, the first segment. What is it that you had shared with that individual that said to you, he's been thinking about repentance all year. Can you give us the message that you gave to him in 60 seconds? Seconds or less, please.
Sure. The gospel message that we bring people is, you know, the gospel is not good news if you don't think that you're in trouble some way. So basically, we take them through the law, the Ten Commandments, showing them their sin. Once they see their sin, they see judgment that actually, you know what, I deserve to go to hell. And because God is just and God is good, he must punish evildoers, and you and I are evildoers. Then I bring them through mercy, which was Christ did for them on the cross. He took their punishment upon himself so that they wouldn't have to be lost. They could be reconciled back into God the Father and faith is faith of the Son of God who loves us and gave himself for us. And I told him, you know, there's a story of, in the Bible about, you know, Pharisee looking at the temple and saying, oh, I thank you, Lord, I'm not like these sinners. But then there was one man who always appeared to feed his breast and say, Lord, forgive me, a sinner. And brokenness and contrition of the heart and true repentance is turning from your sin, never do the same thing again. And grace is actually the empowerment to overcome your sin through God's grace and strength. And he gives us the ability to walk in holiness. So in a nutshell, from, you know, from beginning to end, it's about our need for a Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did for us on the cross, God's blood and mercy and faith. And now we live our lives under him who died for us. And just as Christ's love for us is in demonstration, let's go out and do the same and let our love be in demonstration as well.
Amen. I thank you, Stephanie, out at the Minnesota State Fair. Go out and say hello. You got a couple other guys out there, namely the Brood. Minnesota State Fair, and we are located in the grandstand east side of the building. Folks, we're going to come right back, and we're going to be talking about the Southern Poverty Law Center's revolt against American law and their frontal attack.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and his word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we're asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. What can I say about Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio? Listen. Just make it a point to listen and get educated. Look, you want non-fluff, hard-hitting, constitutional and biblical truth on how this country should run and how we're going to win it back? You have to listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Once again, Bradley Dean here. Folks, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean double E on Facebook, and my Twitter account, for what it's worth, Bradley Dean one on my Twitter account. And again, that is double E. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And speaking of which, we have a communist, un-American, anti-American organization called Southern Poverty Law Center. And we have been talking about what they've labeled as haters. Interestingly enough, just this morning, again, showing you how we're ahead of the game here due to the gifts of the Holy Ghost. Read 1 Corinthians 2:5 when you get a moment, that you should not find your faith in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. Also read 1 Corinthians 12:28 when you get a moment, and you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about here. Also 1 Corinthians 4:20. In saying that, the Washington Times reports that a Christian media group has slapped the Southern Poverty Law Center with a defamation lawsuit after being enlisted alongside neo-Nazis and white supremacists on its hate page. Of course, they take one end of the spectrum, and then they try to tie the two. So they take the Nazis and the white supremacists, and then they want you to equate it to Christian ministries, friends. And they want you to believe that those Christian ministries that are standing against unlawfulness and a sinful nation are for some reason or another hateful people, because they want to equate them to the Nazis and to the white supremacists, so on and so forth. But I want to set the record straight, because D. James Kennedy, before he passed away some time ago, probably 8 years ago now, was a friend of mine. And it's his ministry that has actually filed a lawsuit this week in federal court in Alabama, alleging, which they are, that the SPLC illegally trafficked in false and misleading descriptions of the services offered by their ministry, subjecting it to disgrace, ridicule, odium, and contempt in the estimation of the public. Folks, do you not realize organizations like this and the ACLU, they ride off of public opinion? They want to set public opinion because if they can get public opinion, they feel at that time they can go ahead and tear away at the laws of our constitutional republic to institute and implement what? Policy. And it's unlaw. Keep in mind, policy follows law. I go on with the Washington Times. These false and illegal characterizations having a chilling effect on the free exercise of Christian religion and on religious free speech for all people of faith, said the president and CEO Frank Wright in a Wednesday statement. Now, for the record, before we start talking and getting back to my message of hate according to the communists within, for the record, the Southern Poverty Law Center also has the Sons of Liberty on their sites listed in general hate. Just so you know. So we're looking right now and we're contemplating and negotiating and assessing the situation to see if there's any way that we can jump on to this lawsuit. Now, we also find this morning, after talking to our attorneys, that there are several organizations across the country that are now becoming an alliance to take it to the likes of the unlawfulness of the Southern Poverty Law Center. Folks, this is an anti-American communist organization that is funded by, for those that did not know, none other than implication that George Soros, this is a fact, is funding them. The implication is that he is an international criminal, friends. And so the Southern Poverty Law Center is being funded by an international criminal, just so you know. And if you didn't read last week's paper, or my column, I'm sorry, you do know that it's George Soros's life's aim in a culmination to destroy the United States of America, said he. Now, I didn't say that, but again, these are the people that are behind Southern Poverty Law Center. Also keep in mind Morris Dees, the lead attorney, as he calls himself. Interestingly enough, he used to defend the KKK, which is an arm of the Democratic Party. Oh, and might I add, friends, here's another one of those I told you so's. Guess what the conservatives of the day are saying now? Democrats are nothing but a bunch of criminals. Of course they are, because they have no constitutional standing. Where are they referred to in the Constitution of the United States of America? The conservatives are now coming to the light that the Democrats are nothing but a bunch of criminals. Well, folks, I gotta shed some light on the people that you call the Republicans, because they're just as bad. But I do want to get right down the center and let you know that we have one Constitution and we have one flag and we have one God first and foremost. But I've been preaching from the housetops that the Democrats are nothing but a bunch of criminals, and what you call the left are a bunch of criminals. And really what it falls to is the responsibility of those that call themselves the right is the fruit called the left, because the right's not doing the right thing. And what we need to do is get back to doing the right thing and bringing about resolve. Amos 5:15, read it. Establish judgment within the gate. He said before that, hate the evil and love the good. Amen. That's exactly right. So what I want to do now is I want to get back to my message that I've given in over 360 public schools. Two of them were Christian. And colleges, innumerable. In states, probably 35 different states, this whole program called My War, which is available on sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the store, sonsoflibertymedia.com, it's called My War. It was aired on national television for over 42 weeks. We also aired it in our backyard, and this is the message that I'm giving you. And I want to tell you the message, going back to the SPLC really quick. Being on their hate page, they are literally telling you, America, who is effective in the fight against the communists and anti-American sentiment in this country. Anybody on that list outside of the extremity of these neo-Nazis and these white supremacists and other groups, friends, you know what? They can have their lot. They made their bed. They can sleep in it. But the fact of the matter is, it's a badge of honor to the ministries that are doing the stuff. As a matter of fact, if you do your homework, you'll find out that the Black Robe Regiment was actually labeled the Black Robe Regiment by none other than the tyrant across the pond called King George III. And the church leaders during that time that were establishing this country with less than 3% of the population in 13 colonies, they were the unsung heroes, friends, because they were doing the work of the Lord. And they were fearless men. They were rugged men. And they didn't play with the enemy. They set the record straight when it came to the enemy. But again, who named them the Black Robe Regiment? The tyrant king did. He also named your forefathers, by the way, terrorists, just like your government, just like the DHS, America, and other organizations like the FBI and the CIA are labeling American Christian patriots as haters and terrorists today. Now, keep in mind, just to set the record straight, terrorist or terrorism was originally defined in the Oxford English Dictionary as government by intimidation. This is nothing more than demonizing those that stand against those that are actually committing the crimes. And that's exactly what we're dealing with today. So let's go back to one of the branches of those government by intimidation organizations, namely the SPLC, and let's define what they call hate. What they call hate is, again, anybody that exposes them for who they are. Okay? So here's my message of hate. Samuel Adams said, a son of liberty, that a general dissolution of the principles and manners will more surely overthrow the liberties of America than the whole force of the common enemy. Did you hear what I said? Samuel Adams, the son of liberty, said a general dissolution of the principles and manners will more surely overthrow our liberties, that of America, than the whole force of the common enemy. I spent yesterday sharing with you and the day before that Hollywood doesn't need your money. They are just spending a whole lot of time attempting to demoralize the people across this country. And for those that have their eyes fixed on the television, I want to tell you something. James 4:4 comes to mind. You adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Read 2 Corinthians 6 and also go to Psalm 101 verse 3, because David said, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I say to those that have their eyes on the television, shame upon you. We're going to come right back and we're going to continue on educating you against the likes of communist organizations within and without. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a SolarC EMP-hardened solar generator. SolarC works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit SolarC.us to see EMP testing. That's SolarC.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, giving you the message of hate. You know, the media continuously pushes the same points on you day in and day out. And their points are based off of the propaganda and the narrative that they want to set. My points are put your feet upon the rock of ages and move not from it. And why do I say that? Because it's important for people to understand that that's the place to remain, where we're safe. And when you get away from the Christ, guess what? This is what happens. Remember what I said to you the other day? Where the people leave off God, tyrants forge their chains. And it reminds me of when you read Matthew 7, it says, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock." Isn't that interesting? Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them. Well, Bradley, you keep talking about, you know, the salvation of works. No, I'm not. We're saved through grace. We're saved by faith and through grace, friends. Ephesians 2:8. Read it when you get a moment. We're not saved by works, but because we're saved, we do the works. Because he tells us in Matthew 7, verse 26, "And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doesn't do them," faith without works, "shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand." See, that would be a democracy in comparison to a republic. Would it not? "And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." I've shared with you, America, when doing and getting this message forth, I had the opportunity in South Carolina at a college to speak to all the professors, every single one of them. That's what they call themselves, absolute fools, every one of them. And I asked these professors in a college as to what form of government have we been given. Are we a democracy or a republic? And every single one of these professors in that college in Richmond said that we were a democracy. Every single one of them. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which has built his house upon the sand. And see, this is what we're dealing with in this country. A whole lot of hearers that profess their Christianity, but they're not doers. And yet Scripture tells us, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. And how did he walk? He was about the works of his father's business continuously. Even as a child, he said that, friends. So I had to tell these professors, and you should see the response of some of these people, friends. They, if looks could kill, I'd be dead a million times over. For simply laying out a fundamental, elementary fact. And school after school says the Pledge of Allegiance every single day. But when I ask them, what form of government have we been given? We're a democracy. Teachers. Students. And folks, you want to meet some stupid people, ignorant people, go into a college sometime and talk to those students because they think they know everything when in fact they know nothing. Romans 1:22, that's just a fact. And the professors, of course, they're going to stay there because they've been and shut their mouth because they have been teaching their kids the opposite of who we are for a long time. And on the dime and on the backs of the student that don't know any better, they think that their professors are right. And they're nothing but a bunch of stinking burnt hippies from the 60s and 70s that are still high on PCP, teaching and indoctrinating communist philosophy and doctrine. I mean, it's just ridiculous. So, friends, this is why I reiterate these points over and over and over again, because you're told just the exact opposite 24/7. And if we just simply go back to what the Christ shared with us and taught us, we're going to be okay. But we got to be doing the doing. Get her done. All you cowboys, you know that one, right? Get her done. Get her done, boy. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, undividable, with liberty to do the right thing and justice for all. You know, my objective here, friends, is to see, let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. Amen. That's exactly right. To the republic, to the republic, to the republic, to the republic. You're told all day long through the media's narrative, the democracy, our democracy. And who, folks, when it comes out of their mouths, I'm just thinking, man, they're just either really ignorant or they know exactly what they're doing. I lean to the fact that they know exactly what they're doing. And to an uneducated clown, and I'm not name calling, friends, the joke is on you. For not taking heed and doing your own due diligence to know the difference. But this is how an uneducated clown would say the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of whatever the people want, hello, and to the democracy for which it falls, hello, one nation under a dictatorship wannabe, hello, with bondage and injustice for whosoever believes that we are a democracy. And again, friends, it amazes me when I hear, when I see, when I have conversations, when I'm at a speaking engagement and all of a sudden the guy before me starts talking about our democracy. And what's sad about it is many times these ignoramuses are loved by the people that don't know any different. And I want to tell you, it's love to correct him. It's love to instruct him. It's love to reprove him. in the ways of righteousness. Fisher Ames, the architect of the First Amendment, by the way, dual architect, was George Washington of the First Amendment. He said, a democracy is a volcano which conceals the fiery materials of its own destruction. That's right. See, the mob rules, friends. They want you to believe the mob rules. The mob rules. No, it doesn't. 99% of the mob can be against our laws found in our Constitution and Republic. I care not for what the mob says. Because, again, we're ruled by law, not by men. And John Adams, the second president, said, not the laws. Listen, he said that we are given the laws that we have been bestowed upon and not laws of men concerning our republic. And he was speaking of God's moral law. Of course, read the end of the Constitution. Read the Declaration. Read the Mayflower Compact. You'll understand what I'm talking about. Fisher Ames goes on, the known propensity of a democracy is to licentiousness, excessive license. We want our rights, says the transgender. We want our rights. You don't have any rights. Sodomy, we want our rights, we want our rights. No, God didn't give you the right to violate his law. The atheists, we want our rights to go ahead and tear away down Christian crosses over the heads of those fallen soldiers. God didn't give you a right to do that. Goof. Communists, we want our rights. Now the Muslims are saying, we want our rights. As a matter of fact, did you see what's going on in your country right now? The media is backing up CARE, Hamas-tied terror group in the United States of America, to tear down your statues, to tear away at your history. You are seeing the transpiring of what the Muslims do to nations when they topple them. In America, you stand back and you let them do it. You stand back and you let those felons masquerading as sanctuary cities and mayors, friends, allow these people on your dime to be allured in to destroy your country and to victimize the innocent. It's called harboring fugitive, friends, and it's a felony. And it applies to everybody, and all the more concerning those supposed mayors that are actually harboring fugitives. And by the way, if a crime is committed, just for a refresher course, if a crime is committed by one of those illegals that come in on their allurement, do you know that representative, that mayor, is responsible for the crime that he committed? Look into federal law, friends. The known propensity of a democracy is to licentiousness, excessive license, which the ambitious call an ignorant belief to be liberty. No, it's called bondage. It reminds me of the Pharisees of the day that said, we be in bondage to no man. We be of Abraham's seed. And Jesus said, I know you are, but you seek to kill me. And he said, you that go on in sin are going to die in sin. You're completely held in bondage to the likes of the corrupt Romans, and you don't even realize it. It shows you and the Pharisees of the day how corrupt they are. And it shows America how corrupt you are today. It's like the boiling frog. You just don't know it. James Madison, the fourth president of the United States, known as the father of our Constitution, said, democracy is the most vile form of government. Democracies have been ever spectacles of turbulence and contentions, hello, have ever been found incompatible with personal security of personal rights, of property, and have in general been as short in their lives as they have in their violent deaths. And what did John Adams say again? Democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes and exhausts and murders itself. Folks, giving you the message of hate according to the likes of the communist anti-American group, Southern Poverty Law Center. This is dedicated to them. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply, and worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients? At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Final segment coming up. Reiterating the points to counter the propaganda that's being thrown on you by the established media. 94% of Americans in this country no longer believe what the media has to say. But it's absolutely amazing that people are caught up to these little created wars only set to divide and conquer the American people. So I say, as I give you a high five to everyone smart enough to not fall for the political divide and conquer agenda, because if they keep us busy fighting each other, we will never focus on who the real enemy is. Well, I'm highlighting a part of the problem today. These groups that somehow or another have been legitimized to operate in the United States of America. Another one is the ACLU, a communist organization. The founder himself said it. These atheist organizations, they're enemies to America. Read your founding document, or read your founding forefathers and what they had to say about what we have in this country. As a matter of fact, I believe it was in 1783, Benjamin Franklin said that atheism was unheard of in America. And why is that? Because there's no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole. Everybody was fighting for what we have today. And guess what they're doing in that foxhole? Guess what they're doing in war? They're calling upon the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them the victory. And God did. Amen. I'm sick of the propaganda. And I'm going to get into this a little bit deeper in the weeks up and coming concerning how the CFR and governments, corrupt governments, they're controlling the media. I mean, you know that six corporations own the media, folks. I mean, and what's been allowed in this country without holding the media accountable lawfully has been nothing but, folks, to be quite honest, treason on the behalf of the American people to not deal with them. I mean, we sit there and we talk about how bad these people are, but the supposed good people do nothing about the bad people. So who's committing the crime? You know, Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States, said that a democracy is nothing more than mob rule, where 51% of the people may take away the rights of the other 49. Do you not know history, America? See, what you're seeing today is exactly what Mao Zedong did to overthrow the Republic of China. Exactly, verbatim. You're submitting yourself and you are pushing yourselves to subject, or should I say you're allowing yourselves to be subjected to a tyrannical rule. And folks, by the way, that's what the media is pushing this towards. And the ground they have taken is incredible. And again, the Constitution of the United States, to counter the lie that we are a democracy, is found in Article 4, Section 4. I make reference to that quite a bit on purpose. The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union, all 50 states, a republican form of government, and shall protect each of them against invasion and on application of the legislature or of the executive when the legislature cannot be convened against domestic violence. That's here at home. But then again, that's all we had to do is look to John Adams, again, the founder, one of the founders of the United States as we know it today, and the documents that we read today, when he said, "There's nothing I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and converting measures in opposition to each other." It's exactly, the warning has gone unheeded, because it's exactly what he warned us, America, of. He said, "This in my humble apprehension is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under the Constitution." The greatest political evil under the Constitution is alive and well in the United States of America. The greatest political evil is somehow tolerated by the American people. Listen again. "There is nothing that I dread," said John Adams, the second president of the United States of America. "There's nothing I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, Democrats and Republicans, each arranged under its leader, hello, and converting measures in opposition to each other. This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under the Constitution." The greatest political evil under the Constitution. And you have been desensitized and indoctrinated to accept this as the norm concerning our government. I mean, you can't make this kind of stuff up. So who's to blame if we don't take heed? Well, we, the people, are to blame. Hey, folks, a republic is based off of an empire of laws. Laws which cannot be changed, like that of the Medes and the Persians. As a republic, you have rights given to you by God. As a democracy, you have privileges given you by the state, generally under a dictatorship of some form or another. And this is another reason when I begin the show and I say, America, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. It truly is. And then I make reference to President Andrew Jackson, the seventh president of the United States, when he said the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. It's exactly right on, common law. It's the Mosaic Institution based off the Torah, America, the first five books of Moses. And then we go to the guy named Thomas Jefferson, who you've been dummied down about as well, concerning the history and what he has said and how he said it. Of course, they got to take it out of context. But Thomas Jefferson said the Bible is the cornerstone for the American liberty. Listen again. The Bible is the cornerstone for American liberty. Not the guy that said there's lines between church and state, which is found in Article 52 of the USSR's Constitution. I mean, my goodness, I mean, the communists say, hey, Bradley Dean is a hater because he's exposing us even right now. Lines between church and state. You know what, folks? Attorneys are telling you that there's lines between church and state. And, of course, the ACLU, along with the establishment media that is the problem, are the ones that have set that narrative. And nobody can find it in any documents. Folks, it's interesting. I'll be even on a live feed, and I'll be going back. Can you show me where it says lines between church and state? They'll unfriend me. Or they'll swear at me. Or they'll call me Mr. Know-it-all. Hey, listen. I'm just simply pointing my finger back to the founding documents, and I'm Mr. Know-it-all. Okay, I'll be Mr. Know-it-all. It's like when people say to me when I talk about spiritual matters, which I'm always going in and out of, natural to the spiritual, spiritual to the natural. That's how Jesus taught. The natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God because they're spiritually discerned. Well, you got to say it so people can understand it. Bradley, who are you to judge me? Hey, I'm not judging you. I'm giving you and making reference to the judge's words. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Oh, by the way, Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America, the father of religious freedom under the Christian umbrella, he was the president of the United States. As was he the president of public schools in Washington, D.C. This is what the media doesn't want you to know. And this is why they demonize guys like me and call me a hater. Because I'm exposing them for their crimes, friends. And what is it? The crime of propaganda. Lines between churches found nowhere in any founding document. And Thomas Jefferson, as he was the president of public schools in D.C. District, made it mandatory. Two books in public schools, the Bible and Watts Hymnals. It doesn't line up with their narrative, does it? Nope, it sure doesn't. This is my message of hate, according to the communist organization that's basically come out with a full frontal attack on anybody that tells you the truth. Hey, bring it on. That's okay. I'm a big boy. I trust God. There's one of the patriarchs of the faith that said, I fear the prayers of the righteous more than I do the canons of the wicked. And it reminds me of John Knox when Mary Scott, Queen of England, said of John Knox and that prophet of God, when she said, I fear John Knox and his prayers more than I fear all the armies of Europe, only if the church in America knew their power and the Holy One of Israel. And I know it because I'm here today. Folks, we've been talking about Southern Poverty Law Center's revolt against American law, their full frontal attack on law-abiding Americans, and we're going to continue on, and we're going to get to another part of my message tomorrow. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.